Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
And away we go. Welcome to season 15 and episode number 3276. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, Three Ted Smith, Robin Fox, and Mike Hawk. Montgomery! Thank you. Hide the Men's Room. On tap today, once again, we play Big Dummy. Oh, that's the wrong one. Once again, the return of Ted versus the FCC. Jesus, what day is it? We will play Profile This, plus headlines, a Men's Room shot of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorites, TV Time with Ted.
The clock.
You're going to draw. All right, here we go. Girlfriend leaves the heater on boyfriend's doorstep because he drank wine from a tumbler glass. Meanwhile, a Florida woman is upset at her boyfriend and smashes a hamburger in his face before beating his ass. Elderly woman gets mad at neighborhood mom for letting kids drive a toy car. A coyote gets a pick snapped in front of the Golden Gate Bridge, and now he is a star. And Florida is offering drive-through Botox injections.
Oh, good.
So there's that. And that is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, most people enjoy Geico's TV ads, and they have all types of different campaigns going on, but one of the more recent ads features a couple talking about the rat problem in their new house. And the rat in question turns out to be the band Rat, and they're in the couple's house performing the song Round and Round. Came out 34 years ago, but as a result of that Geico ad, believe it or not, Round and Round just hit number 18 on Billboard's Top 20 Rock Digital Song Sales Chart. Because what is old is new again. Now, a few shows ago, we talked about the resurgence of board games, and people are rediscovering that they enjoy them, or they're rediscovering that they still hate them, or they're rediscovering that the same people you couldn't play certain games with, you still don't want to play it with them. Hell, as a result of having kids, I have rediscovered, because although as an adult, I did not do these things. Oreos. I forgot, they're not the greatest thing, but man, they do well in a pinch. Chocolate milk. Miles, you're a big fan of chocolate milk, right?
Huge.
Before kids, there just wasn't chocolate milk in the house. Now there is, and I drink most of it. Cheez-Its, sadly, the joy of chicken nuggets, and I'm here to tell you it doesn't matter the shape. They're all pretty damn good. And Tom and Jerry cartoons. I didn't even like Tom and Jerry as a kid. I watched it with my kids. I'm like, this is pretty good stuff. And, of course, my need to get a Nintendo Wii. But sometimes we forget that we like something because so much time has gone by. Then we rediscover it like it's new again, whether it's 80s hair rock, Oreos, reruns of Gilligan's Frickin' Island. It doesn't matter, but we've all been there. We're like, oh man, I used to love so-and-so, and then you realize you still do. So that's what today's question is. What do you now remember that you used to like or enjoy?
Be part of the big show. Call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Hold the toes and away we go. Welcome to season 15, episode number 3276. What a large and in charge program we have for
positive
you today.
Friday.
That's right. Positive Friday. Guaranteed future repeat all day today. We're giving away week-long passes to Camp Diggett. So if you want
to enjoy
a lovely summer vacation, yeah, we're going to hook you up.
Ted, you started something.
Cabin on the water. Camp Diggett.
Which one? A comment came in, our most recent one, of all the great things you've done. A comment before the show even started said, hey, man, if you go to the KISW website, you guys sell merchandise. It's like, right? And it says, or memorabilia is what it was. Are you guys going to have Camp Diggett shirts? Because
maybe
I will buy one.
And listen, if we have
all
a Camp Diggett festival, you never know.
I'm all about it.
Yeah.
So you get the Camp Diggett shirt, right?
Come up with a logo. We'll print you a shirt. How's that? All right.
How about that? Yeah, look. Yeah. If you have any artistic ability,
you know what
or
camp,
don't.
You know what a camp shirt looks like. You've got the signage out front on the logs.
Give it about an hour. Jeremy will be on it.
Okay. Very good. Get a guaranteed future repeat. We're going to have a very good Positive Friday show for you today. Yes, we are. Back to a little more escapism as we need that on a Friday headed into the weekend. I will say this, as we learn more and more, still there's a COVID thing going on. Some counties have opened up in Washington State, just so you know. King County is now at a modified level phase one. Now, what that means is that if your restaurant or your bar has some type of outdoor seating, that will be allowed, I believe, as of today, at 50% capacity. If you were to go inside, restaurants, I believe, are operating indoors at 25% capacity. Steve, that still means that we cannot sit at the bar.
I don't care.
The bar
I'm
is,
out. Like, right, I don't care. And I'm not trying to be mean. I know a lot of people are very happy about this. I'm happy about it. I'm glad that the possibility exists. Mm-hmm. But for how I live my life, just understand, and I'm being purely selfish here, the bar is the thing. I mean, the bar, yeah. I can't explain it, but somehow when I saddle up to a bar, I feel much different than I do when I'm sitting at a table, even if my goal is just to drink and do a bunch of shots.
Absolutely.
But I like the bar. Ted, mm-hmm. You know what? F you, dude. I know you're
the table guy.
You've
always been the table
always
guy.
Always been the table dude.
I walked by my table today in a bar I like in my neighborhood.
You think about going there tonight if it's available?
No. I've hosted a party.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, wouldn't even be available in your neighborhood yet.
I've hosted two quote-unquote parties since all this has gone down. But the crazy thing is, everyone really is trying to be good. So the driveway I live on, it serves three houses. So there's no real traffic. It's either the neighbors or it's not. But the occasional Amazon delivery driver, which drives my dog crazy. But aside from that, everyone grabs lawn chairs. Everyone's sitting probably like 10 feet away.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you just sit there and you drink. So we had a couple of weekends that were nice. But what I found amazing, during normal times, these same people that you hang out with, and everyone's inevitably, if you have an island in your kitchen, that's where everybody ends up. We have a bar in the basement, that's where everyone ends up. But no one drinks as much. I cannot explain what happened these last two times. Everyone's sitting far away. It's nice. Like, the next day, you are not sure how the night ended. Mm-hmm. On two separate occasions, I was told, hey, we need to drive so-and-so's car back to their place. To the point that my son even asked, Dad, why is Miss So-and-so's car always parked in front of our house so well?
The answer is
she's
wine,
trying to be
son.
Responsible. Right. She got hammered. Right. Not going to lie to you.
Yeah, she's doing the right thing.
She That's does right. the right thing, and I just have to get up and get her car back mm-hmm. to her.
As we return back to normal on that deal, though, keep in mind, please check with your local area restaurants. A lot of people are ready to go. A lot of people are not ready to go. So it just depends. I mean, you just don't walk into a place and expect it to be open. Make sure they are before you go. And keep in mind, with 25%, there's a lot of people who are itching to get out, just like our question today. What did you miss that you want to, or you rediscovered going out to eat? Mm-hmm. Something as basic as that. One of the things that came up.
Say, and just bear with the employees.
Sure.
No, this is new for everybody. It's going to be tense.
I get the feeling. I really believe this. I think people will be better at restaurants than they normally are.
Right.
Because, you know, you get to the point that you miss it.
Oh, yeah. Right?
So when you go back, you would just be happy to be there. You don't care if they overcooked your meat. You don't care if you got the wrong drink order. You're just glad to be there, man.
What was it? 2 weeks ago? I can't. Man, time's just going weird here. But 2 weeks ago or so, they opened up some of the camping areas again, some hiking trails, some other things.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, when I'm seeing this, like everybody else who's probably itching to find out whatever it is they're into, boating or what your extracurricular activity is, you want to pick up again fishing or whatever the deal is. When I saw the camping opened up, one of the things I really haven't done since we've been out here is any type of camping. I mean, I've slept in an RV at the Gorge.
Do you want to go camping?
You know what? I actually have that thought.
No, wait. We've been here for 15 years.
First of all, I don't have any of the gear. You know?
You're not dying to go camping. But now that you can go, so it's one of those situations that even though I never did it when I could do it, as an adult lately, right? Mm-hmm. Now that I can, you have this itch. Actually, I won't lie. Ryan Castle came up to us, was it last week, 2 weeks ago, and said,
so
man,
we should just go by a river. He knows a guy. And
the three of us, like, we've gone drinking a lot and you know, get into trouble and get yelled at by our respective spouses and all that. But we don't care because that's what happens when we get together. So Castle is now breaking down because he's been broadcasting from his basement. All right. And he's like, look, man, I know we can't go to the bar. I know, but he's like, can we just go camping? And Miles is like, man, there's a ton of people. Castle says, listen, I have a friend that owns property near a river, and all we're going to do is buy copious amounts of alcohol and go nuts.
Right.
Like, that's it. That's all he
the
wants.
First time I went camping in this state was like a river trip in Castle, had invited me.
But here's the thing. He's not dying to go camping. He's dying to drink with his buddies.
We're talking about parking and walking 30 feet to the riverbank. I'm talking about getting a backpack.
This has nothing to do with camping.
Man, that's camping.
I know. But I was
if
talking
you
about, like,
sleep outdoors
it's camping.
Voluntarily and knew it in advance, to me, that's camping. If you said, you know what, I'm just going to sleep in the front yard, like, all right, you're camping.
Well, my thought was I'd go hiking and then camp and then do a loop or something like that, what we used to do as kids, but I don't have anything. I don't have a tent. I don't have a pad. I don't have a backpack.
Wait a minute.
I don't have a Peak One stove.
But why do you want to go hiking? When we were talking about camping, you see, what we were saying is we're going to drink in the woods. Mm-hmm. Now, you come up with dumb stuff like, let's go hiking. I want to do that. I want to get drunk.
I'm a fan of the loop, man. I'm a fan of, like, the 3 or 4 day loop. That's one of my favorite things. Because you
what
can
do you mean a 3 day loop?
Okay, let me give you an idea.
But have you done it as an adult?
No, just all the time when I was a teenager.
What
we used to do with kids and as kids.
Is this what you're rediscovering you like because it's been so long?
In my mind, I'm trying to figure out if this is something that I could process and do over again, you know, because I know what it entails. And it used to entail this, okay? So you get all your stuff, you're packed up.
Yeah, yeah.
You try to get out as fast as you can. You try to get out as early as you can in the morning. You hit the trail. You make it to site number one. Mm-hmm. You start setting up. You kind of figure out what you got. It takes you a little while to, you know, like, pack your tent or pitch your tent. Do just the things that will, by the third or fourth day, will be very much more normal than the initial.
I just don't understand why you have anything beyond, like, when we. My thought is, when you get to site one, you set up camp, and then we drink, and the only time you leave is when you need to go poop in the trees.
Yeah, and you have a very relaxed first evening. You get to bed probably when it gets dark, like anything else when you're camping. Your body kind of revolves around nature a little bit more. And then either on the second or the third day, you might have a pretty good leg in you. Mm-hmm. But depending on the drugs that you have with you, that second day is just an experience. So getting to
that's
camp
the goal.
Number
that's
two
the plan.
Is, wah, and then you float into camp number two, and you realize, oh, man, we made triple time. We don't really have to leave early the next morning, or it rained, now we're screwed, now we got to, you know, double time, or whatever the deal is, but all those elements come into play. As soon as you get out there, it starts raining, there's all this crazy crap that could go on, and I'm thinking about all the times where I came back and just the fact that my bed at home, which was a piece of crap, was the most comfortable thing that I ever slept in my life, because I was, you know, camping for the last 4 days. Had a blast.
You are sucking the fun out of this. Here's my thought about
it. I'm trying to be realistic about it.
I'm being realistic.
Crap?
No. We get in the tent, we drink, and we do drugs, and we don't do another damn thing.
And we walk 30 feet back to the car. See, I like hiking. I like that aspect of it. Exactly. I can't sit still. So it's like, I know where we need to go. Let's just go there. By the time we get there,
I will get you drunk and high enough that you will be willing to sit still. Okay. That's my goal.
Ted, when you're doing a mountain, do you get up there and like take your time and look around, or do you get up there and go like, all right, we made it. Let's get the F off this thing.
Yeah, you're right. You sit up there and chill for a minute. Full disclosure, I usually hike with a 22-ounce bottle of beer.
And then you get to the top, you pound.
I drink it.
There's nothing wrong with that.
You don't give a color.
Your body
sitting
needs
sitting in
it.
My lawn chair with that 22-ounce bottle of beer with some more on ice next. Listen, I get but
covered in sweat.
We're already out in nature. How natural do we need to be?
But it was an idea. It was a thought.
But look, I agree with both of you. I like hiking miles, but also I get where thrill's coming from. Like, let's just set up a tent and get drunk.
This is not a hiking trip. This is going to be a spiritual retreat, brother.
And you got to remember, man, when you're
toad venom, boys. Toad venom.
Well, the difference is when you're hiking, it's all about weight. So you're not carrying a case of beer with you when you're hiking, but you've definitely got a ton of hard liquor on.
Oh, yeah.
That has just got zapped.
I plan on sitting. Now, you can go hiking. If you're gone for more than 24 hours, I might even look for you. But in the meantime, I want there to be no mistake. I'm here. You should look at me. My mouth should be hanging open, and my eyes should have the inability to focus. Anything less than that, I'm not doing it right.
But you will get up in the morning and walk it off. You'll walk off the hangover. It doesn't take long. You're back on the trail.
Brother, come on, man. You know damn well I'm not going to do that. I think you will.
Well, I think you would enjoy.
And when you get back to the fire, Thrill will be sitting there perfectly having the time of his life.
Yeah, no, I know.
The fire will still be warm. I'll tell you what, I will maintain the campsite.
See, there you go.
Right. That's what I do. Yeah, that's what I do.
That's what Thrill's doing, man.
Sure.
Somebody's got to watch this fire.
I'm the anchor.
All kinds of people doing all kinds of things.
Can't fall apart without them.
That they
Camp Diggit, baby.
Miles
welcome
out there.
Welcome to Camp
Diggit. That's the first thing we're doing. We're going to go on a nice long hike, man, out in the woods.
That is not part of Camp Diggit.
All right.
No. By the way, some comments. Thrill, I'm camping with you. Yes.
I've still got some goodies on me, man. I mean, don't think that we're just going to see stuff. We're going to be able to walk around and enjoy nature. You know what I mean? Have to put up a bear bag and then in the middle of the night wonder what that bear's doing outside our campground and we won't get any sleep. All the fun things that come with camping.
Listen, one of the last times I went camping, and this was back on the East Coast, it's the Appalachian Mountains, and we took our dog with us, all right? And a big-ass dog. And there's four of us. So it's two couples. Four of us are camping. And at one point, I got the hair of my ass and I'm going to go hiking because I'm that guy. I live in the middle of Baltimore City. I know nothing about nature. So I decide that I'm going to go hiking, and I just go off in a direction. My dog insists on coming with me. I did not want my dog to come with me. I just wanted my own headspace, but dog's relentless. I'm like, F it, whatever. Turns out that dog was there to save my life because that dog was smarter than me. So I'm hiking for maybe an hour. By the way, hiking. You're walking. You're in the woods.
That's correct.
I'm walking through the woods, and I start saying stupid things to myself like, yeah, you'll remember that pine tree. I know. So I'll remember that, blah, blah, blah. I walk, I get to the point, and keep in mind, I've walked for about an hour. I now turn around, I'm going to walk back to the campsite. And once you turn around and look at this forest behind you, I realize I do not have any effing clue where I am, and I brought nothing with me except smokes. So I'm looking at my dog, my dog's looking at me, he's kind of wagging his tail. And the one thing, he was one of those dogs, I never walked with a leash. He followed every command. If you said, okay meant let's go home. So I'm looking at him. I realize I'm lost. And so my brain, I'm like, OS. Either I'm going to die here or they're going to find me 20 years from now. And I'm going to be like that crazy guy, you know, eating pine cones or something. So I just looked at the dog and said, okay, the hour-long hike I took, turns out I was about 7 minutes away from the campsite, and the angle that we got back to the campsite was entirely different.
Mm-hmm. The dogs are smart.
If that dog, just smarter than me, right. Had that dog not been there, I would not be doing this show now. I'd be that dead pair of bones that they found out in the middle mm-hmm. of the Appalachian Trail.
So as we ask you today, what do you now remember that you used to like or enjoy? We'll start with this, and this comes from a recent Geico commercial and an ad where people talk about insurance issues. Like there's ones where two people talk about the clogging problem that's going on in their apartment.
All right.
And it turns out that the family above them are clogged in. Answers. I don't know if you guys have seen that, but yes.
Oh, wait a minute. People are really buying clogs now?
No, it's not that they're buying clogs now, but
they have
a commercial.
Clogging problem, yeah. And then the people upstairs are the clogging. Ones that are clogging. Yes, upstairs.
Oh, by the way, I was just called a lazy slob.
Good, good. Well, another one of those ads features a couple, and the couple is into a new home, and they have, quote, a rat problem. And the band Rat is featured in it. And I have to tell you right now, I don't know how old you are, but if you are in Steve and I's age range,
if you are in our age range, did you hear what we said?
When Motley Crue came out and the metal sound was coming out of the LA area for the most part, there were a handful of bands that kind of fit this just kick-ass requirement as far as our kid group was concerned. One of those bands was LA Guns, obviously Guns N' Roses, and of course Rat. Now at the time, Rat to us was just as big as Motley Crue. At that time, Guns N' Roses
was their first album, yeah.
But Motley Crue and Rat kind of came out at about the same time. Van Halen was there before.
What are you laughing about? What's so funny?
But
this
Rat,
is true, man.
When
they put out their debut album at that moment.
Out of the cellar.
Right.
And they had an EP before that with a pair of red boots and some rats running around it. You know?
I will say, full disclosure with Rat, I one time did a stage announcement for Stephen Piercy, mm-hmm. and I was like, all right, everybody, he's going to lay it down.
All
and
right.
Go around
yeah. He's a water man.
Right. Nice work. So Rat comes out with this album. If you're asking me as a kid, what's the better band, Motley Crue or Rat, I'd be that's going to be a tough comparison.
Musicianship, Rat, right. Without question, but that's not really saying
right. And now we know the difference between where Rat is and where Motley Crue is, because now we're having to explain to you who the hell Rat is.
And Rat's in the Geico commercial,
right.
Where Motley Crue does not need to do that.
Most people did not know who the hell's Rat. So if you don't know who Rat is, and if you listen to the station, we're not trying to insult your intelligence, but here is Rat and Round, the song that's featured in the Geico commercial.
You probably only know this from the Geico commercial, but this was a massive song.
Now keep in mind, this song is 36 years old. So it's pretty old, you know what I mean? But
we're pretty old.
Right, exactly. 36 years later, believe it or not, it is a hit again. And all because of that Geico commercial this week. Freaking Rat is 18 on Billboard's Top 20 Rock Digital Song Sales Charts. I don't know what's above Rat, but the fact that they have reappeared is amazing. They are so happy. No one has mentioned their name. This Geico thing has basically rejuvenated their life.
So what we're saying is, pick your band name wisely, and maybe Geico can revive you. What I would say is, whoever the rock bands are that Rat is outdoing, you should reevaluate the songs you write. I guess I'll leave it at that.
Well, the band posted about it on their blog and thanked fans old and new for pushing the song up the charts this year. Yeah, Stephen Piercy, who you brought out there, talked about the commercial in a recent interview. He said it was fun to do and that the timing worked out really well because everyone's been stuck at home watching TV. So the ad debuted about 2 months ago. It's already aired over 10,000 times. It also has 9 million views on YouTube. To give you an idea, 9 million views on YouTube.
By the way, that Geico Gecko gets most of that money.
Yeah, and were you peeing by him? What was it?
Yeah,
he sounded like a wanted man, though, didn't he?
By the Geico Gecko?
No, Stephen Piercy.
Close, Stephen Piercy. We played a casino show, so the station adds the band, the new originals, right? And every once in a while, we do shows.
That was Snoqualmie.
Snoqualmie Casino, and we opened for, I believe it was Rat, not Stephen Piercy, but Rat. And between our sets, I'm kind of grabbing the rest of my stuff, but I go down to the bathroom, and Stephen Piercy walks slow. I did not know this, all you need to know. And it sounds like the ghost of Christmas Past, right? So I'm standing at the urinal peeing, and all I hear is like, but it's getting closer and closer. Then I hear it enter the bathroom. I turn around. It's Stephen Piercy, looking a lot like he does in the Geico commercial. He's got the black leather, but he has chains and all these things that are making all this rattly noise. But it's this weird moment because it's just me and him. I finish peeing, but we make eye contact. So here's my interaction with Stephen Peterson from Rad. I looked at him. Sup. His response, sup. And that was it. And then he started whistling and peeing. Wow. Just so you know, he whistles when he pees. And I thought that was really strange. But
wah, wah, wah. Maybe he's a shy peer.
Our question, what do you now remember that you used to like or enjoy? 844-999. Ola, you are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hola, bitch, hola. You have entered the men's room.
Positive Friday, our question.
Positive Friday.
What do you now remember that you used to like or enjoy? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Juan. Welcome to the men's room.
What's up, fellas? How you doing?
Hola!
What's happening, Juan?
Oh, well, I'm throwing Mike a curveball here. But,
are you changing stories?
Yes, I'm changing my story.
Uh-oh.
All right. Well, I hope make it good. It's probably okay. Last time we'll let you on.
Well, I do miss, and I know y'all might give me some mess about it, but Miles, what I do miss is sitting down at a Burger King and eating my meal.
Yes, I do too. Absolutely. Yeah. I have no animosity toward Burger King.
I don't have animosity toward Burger King, but when it comes to fast food, generally speaking, I am in a car, I want your food, and I appreciate you allowing me to take advantage of your space. I would just rather not eat there. And it's not Burger King or Taco Bell or McDonald's, just...
It's got to be a Burger King for me.
Why specifically Burger King? Is it the food, or is it that the environment of Burger King when you sit there is so great to you?
It's the food. I love the Whoppers. It's my favorite.
You know what? Honest to God, and I mean this honestly, the last time I sat in a Burger King to eat, not the last time I've eaten Burger King, but the last time I sat down, I'm a teenager, with two of my buddies, and you may or may not know this about me, I like to fart. So we're sitting at a booth, and they had those wooden benches, and so I blew out a fart, but because of the wooden bench, it was very loud, very funny, and we're just dying of laughter. And then I realized the woman who's like sitting at the booth next to us, this old black woman, man, she stared us down until we stopped laughing. Like she was unimpressed with what I had done. She was less impressed with us thinking it was funny. And that was the first time in my life I thought I have been stared out of laughing on something that was very, it was a great fart.
You don't understand the difference between the eating crowd and the drive-through crowd.
Oh, no, I do.
There's two different menus. Well, so like, this is a perfect example.
What am I missing? And Juan, see if Miles is telling the truth about it.
And Juan just likes to go there as he likes to get the crowns.
Now, Juan, I'm going to go through the world of McDonald's, all right? So let's take McDonald's for an example.
All right.
I go through the drive-thru in the morning, right? Mm-hmm.
All right. I'll get a sausage muffin with egg.
Yeah, exactly. And you're going to get
McMuffin?
You're probably going to get a hash brown?
Yeah.
I typically get a sausage biscuit with cheese or something like that, or every once in a while, and I know I've given it hell for my life, but I'm really enjoying the breakfast burrito these days.
I will say, no.
Yeah, it's true.
McDonald's only messed up once.
I admit my faults.
McDonald's messed up once with the breakfast menu item. I think their breakfast is impeccable for fast food, but years ago they came up with some kind of steak sandwich.
Oh, and a bagel,
On the bagel.
I don't remember if it was a bagel, Miles and I had to go somewhere, and we were going to sit down all day at a car dealership because we were at that point in radio. If you were at a car dealership, your career sucks, all right? So we had to go to a car dealership, and we're going to sit there with Ravens running back Jamal Lewis.
Correct.
And we stopped, because we were very hungover, and you remember we stopped and got these steak sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
I almost vomited in your car. These things were so bad. And I was swallowing down
on the menu anymore.
Yeah, I swallowed down my vomit the entire time we're talking to Jamal.
Now when you walk in, now when you walk into a McDonald's in the morning, completely different environment.
Sure.
Yes. All the construction trucks were going through the drive-thru. Now you are in an old folks home. And the food, it's amazing because no one thinks about getting the big breakfast. Oh, no. Walk inside a McDonald's and look what's going on. At 10:30 when you're rolling in getting a cheeseburger because lunch is now being served or 11 o'clock, go inside. It's a fish sandwich and a hot apple or cherry pie.
Nobody gets the fish sandwich.
Yes, they do, but no, they only get it inside. They only eat it inside.
Because you don't want your car to smell
like that.
They're
above the age of 60.
He is right. There's a very specific crowd that eats breakfast and they get that coffee.
Yeah, Juan.
I haven't had a breakfast from McDonald's because I can't go in there and sit down and eat it.
Well, you know, if you get the big breakfast,
yes, you
wait
can.
A minute, why can't you?
Because they're not allowing people to sit down and eat.
Oh, I know that. We're talking about
that. What? I thought maybe you got banned from the inside of a McDonald's. Like,
trust me, we used to have a McDonald's that we used to go to when we all lived together. That McDonald's is no longer there, but I mean, you walk into that McDonald's. They didn't have a drive-through at this location, so no matter what, you had to walk into the place. But I mean, it was just a who's who of wow.
But there are certain places that do that. There's 7-Eleven and McDonald's. It's not Burger King. It's not Taco Bell. For whatever reason, McDonald's is the fast food equivalent of 7-Eleven as far as the number of crazy people that flock there.
And the people are outside, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I mean. The moment you end up on the property, so once you hit the parking lot, things are different. When we were in, we stayed in a hotel in Biloxi, Mississippi, 2013 would have been the year we were there. We stopped at one place between Biloxi and New Orleans. We're driving down for the Super Bowl. We stopped at McDonald's. And when we walked into the McDonald's, it was just an S show. I mean, I don't know what it is. I think that's part of the reason I like to just do drive-thru. Like, I don't want to go in and see what's happening. Because we went in there, and I could not explain anything that was going on. There's an ugly woman in a shower cap, a really hungry kid, and some weirdness.
She has some leopard pants on, too.
I remember that.
Yeah, leopard sweatpants.
With a shower cap.
And the kid was just going, Mommy, Mommy. And you got to remember, when you walk into McDonald's, it smells like McDonald's.
Right.
And the poor kid, like, she's talking to her friend or whatever. So she's
By the way, her
attention.
Friend is the cashier who...
Yeah.
Her cashier was not going to take our order until she was done talking to her friend. Right. No, but you need to understand, that's like 5 minutes.
Well, we didn't feel... I felt more, we both felt bad for the kids. He said, Mommy, Mommy, I'm hungry. And we were going to buy him something. We're like, man, you know, like, even though we know you could probably get a deal on this, like, feed the kid. Kid's hungry.
Mama, I'm hungry.
Mommy, 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 I'm hungry.
I want my burger. Not feel guilty.
Feed the kid.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.